to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Eddie Bates.
It's
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Oh, man. I almost didn't know.
We should practice that before we go on the air.
Should probably have a calendar in front of me.
I have it on the screen. Sorry.
Oh, you do. I don't. I don't have all the fancy stuff in front of me. Not this week.
Wednesday, February 21st. A week ago was Ash Wednesday, so we're in Lent.
We are in Lent. We have our first regular midweek Lent services today.
Yes, yeah, we have. Well, we had Ash Wednesday service last week, so chapel at 10 o'clock here on KFUO.
And we'll be Facebook Live for chapel today.
Good. And then Facebook Live audio, right?
Audio, yep. Yeah.
We don't have a camera over there yet.
Not yet.
And then 11 o'clock, the live service from Peace Lutheran as well.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure some folks will be heading out to services at their churches this evening. You're playing commuter bingo, trying to get there tonight. So,
yep, between a bike and a car and a husband that works till 7 and church starts at 7 and ice and, yeah.
You need to learn to teleport.
And that would be so useful. So we're talking about education today. Speaking of education, thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for their support of the Coffee Hour.
Go Falcons.
There you go. You can find them on our website in the underwriter section, kfuo.org, or check them out on their website, cuw.edu. So one of our favorite topics, I think.
Oh, yes.
Education.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All kinds of education, too. We're talking about college education, but how do we prepare for that college education?
There are multiple ways, multiple different ways. And an exciting way, I think, is classical education, but not only in person, but also online classical education.
That almost seems like an oxymoron, but I know it's not. Online classical education, because I've talked with these folks and I see what they do, and it's fantastic stuff.
It is fantastic stuff. On the phone with us, we have Jocelyn Benson, head teacher for Wittenberg Academy. Welcome, Jocelyn.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's lovely to have you with us. Can you tell us a little bit about Wittenberg Academy? Maybe how it started or what your involvement is with the academy?
Sure. Wittenberg Academy is an online classical Lutheran school, as you guys mentioned. And basically what that means is we have no brick and mortar entity. So if someone wants to come visit Wittenberg Academy, they can come to my office, but otherwise, the coffee is always on, so you're welcome to stop by. But otherwise, our teachers are all over the world, and our students are all over the world. And so it creates a really neat and engaging and very diverse learning environment.
What does, man, this combination of online and classical, you know, we were joking before we came on the air, or before we introduced you, that it can seem like an oxymoron, but taking the best, you know, using this modern technology that we have that connects us around the world, and this great approach to education and marrying those two in online school. Who had the idea for that?
Well, Wittenberg Academy was really born from the identification that a classical Lutheran education geographically is not accessible to everyone. You know, just because of where students live, where families live, there isn't number one, there isn't Lutheran education anywhere within a reasonable geographic distance. And understanding that with the power, with the capabilities of the internet, we can bring the best of educators to the students wherever they are. This affords several different things. Number one, it affords families the opportunity to keep their children with them. I know that sounds like kind of a strange thing to say, but instead of having to send their children off to receive a Lutheran education, they can receive that education right at home. The other idea was that we have as Lutherans, we understand the importance and the benefit of a Lutheran education from what we like to say from conception to grave. You know, it's an education for all ages. This is reflected in our liturgy and our hymnody, right? We really embrace this at all levels. And so the idea of being able to really bring this to people, no matter where they are, whether they were at home doing home education or whether they are at a brick and mortar Lutheran school, we want to support Lutheran education, and being online that affords us the opportunity to do that.
What does classical education look like today? What does classical Lutheran education look like today? What are some of the subjects that you teach?
Sure. Kind of the hallmark phrase that you hear a lot with classical education is teaching students, training students, helping them to be able to identify what is good, true, and beautiful in all of life. And so we kind of distill this down to an understanding that a classical education is a combination of catechesis and the liberal arts. So it's an education for freedom, right? Liberal meaning free. But you can't have a true classical education without the catechesis part of things. Catechesis is central. Teaching the faith, sometimes we talk about teaching the faith prepares children for life in this world and the next. So we want them to stay alive. The liberal arts train them, equip them to serve their neighbor, you know, in thinking about our Lutheran understanding of vocation, our callings in life that allow us to serve our neighbor, whether that's, you know, we think about the table of duties, right? Consider your place in life according to the Ten Commandments. Are you a father, mother, son, daughter, husband, wife, or worker? And so regardless of the vocations God has for us, a classical education equips students for that. But then you can't do that apart from catechesis. And we could, you know, we don't have time to go into everything, but really foundational to that is a baptismal identity, right? Understanding that we are created in the image of God, and because of that, what makes this education for all people is that we are all created in the image of God, and because of that, you're worth educating. And so it's a really neat thing to think about, just that conception to grave existence, and that no matter what God has for us after high school, for example, you'll be prepared for that. And it's not something that's separate from or divorced from our life of faith. They're one and the same, and it's life. This is education for life.
Absolutely. So with Wittenberg Academy, can you give us a little bit more in depth about the grade levels or what students this is for, and how a family would be able to integrate this into maybe a homeschool environment, or whether a parent has to really know how to homeschool in order to use this curriculum?
Absolutely. The way that we have set things up, and again, the internet affords us this opportunity, families can partner with Wittenberg Academy from kind of an a la carte standpoint, meaning they take a class here or there. Let's say, for example, their child wants to take Latin or rhetoric or philosophy. You know, so you can pick and choose classes, and, you know, whatever term that class is offered, then we partner with that family for that term. Other students, other families partner with Wittenberg Academy all the way from 7th through 12th grade. We are an accredited institution, and students can graduate from Wittenberg Academy. We have a growing number of graduates, and they're off serving their neighbor in all sorts of capacities. In terms of the nuts and bolts of Wittenberg Academy, the delivery of instruction, I guess, is one way we could put it. It's a combination of synchronous and asynchronous. So there are times that the students are live with all of their classmates all over the world. Their teacher and all of their classmates are all together live 1 hour per week, which, considering we have teachers and students all over the world, that can create some really fun challenges in terms of time zones. So an essential app on my computer is my time zone calculator when we're setting up these sessions. But that also, if I can deviate for just 2 seconds, really, in terms of being the church, there's a hymn that I can't remember the title of it off the top of my head, but it talks about that the prayer of the church goes on, you know, whether it's night or day, the prayer of the church goes on. And when I have a class, when I'm teaching a class, I teach ancient history and ancient literature, and I have some students waking up on one side of the world and other students, they can't wait to go to sleep because it's, you know, 10 o'clock at night. That's a really cool thing for these students to experience, that is a real thing. The prayer of the church does go on no matter what time of day it is. So that's the synchronous part, where we're all together talking. We can see each other's faces. And then the asynchronous part is that part where the students are discussing topics, questions, posing questions for one another in discussion forums in their classrooms, turning in assignments, watching lectures. They can do that on their own time. And so that creates a lot of flexibility for families and also for brick-and-mortar schools partnering with us. That allows the students to, for example, continue to participate in the chapel life of the brick-and-mortar school. So it's a really neat thing that the Internet affords us that much flexibility, but kind of captures the best of both worlds in educating our students.
And we'll talk more about in just a little bit about how you practice what you're preaching here about homeschool families and utilizing these resources. We'll talk about that in a little bit, how homeschool happens in your home. Before we do that, where can we find out more about Wittenberg Academy?
You can go to our website, www.wittenbergacademy.org. And you can also check us out on Facebook. Our Facebook page is always very active. You can sign up for our newsletter, and we have a lot of great resources for families in that regard.
Jocelyn Benson, head teacher for Wittenberg Academy, wittenbergacademy.org. And we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to learn about homeschool in their home here on the Coffee Hour.